Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. You're listening to episode number 56. I have been a podcast recording madwoman, interviewing all of the co-authors on the Get Past Your Shit book project has been such a freaking joy. As I record this, the book is actually launching in less than a week. We're just 5 days away. I've got a whiteboard on my desk. I keep changing the number. I'm going to change it to 5 right now, 5 days until Get Past Your Shit launches to the world. Today, I'm talking to one of my oldest and best friends, Nicole Dean. I met Nicole way back in 2004, 2005. I've always been big on community. And way back then at Work at Home Moms Talk Radio, I opened up this fun community recognition competition where I asked people who listen to the podcast, tell me who you've learned from and been inspired by. Who is a VIP to you as a work-at-home mom? And Nicole Dean is one of the gals that got nominated, and she won Work-at-Home Mom VIP. And she's still a VIP in my life, in my heart. So without further ado, let's go talk to Nicole. Hey guys, you're back with Kelly. And I'm joined now by Nicole Dean. Which, oh my God, Nicole, I love you.
I love you, Kelly. I think you're aware of that.
Nicole has been on my podcast like over the years so many times, and you're so easy to interview because we know each other so well, and then I feel like you're not that easy to interview because I know you so well. You know what I mean?
I get that.
So I want to start by asking you, what do you want listeners to know about you today?
Today. Well, that's the problem with me, is I'm an explorer, so I'm always off on some new adventure. Kelly's like, okay, what are you up to today?
Yeah.
Just the big thing with me and my business and my messages have always been consistent, even as an explorer. Life is beautiful and full of miracles and fantastic and short. So I want people to just dig in and live this amazing life. And in order to do that, we have to make sure that our businesses are being built and designed so that we can have an amazing life. So I want people to build a business that supports an amazing lifestyle so they can live life with no regrets. And in doing that, to always, always, always be thinking about how they're making the world a better place. You know, it used to be you take shortcuts, you just put out junk content as fast as you could. And these days, it's like, don't put it out there unless it's, you know, adding to the world, making the world a better place, making people think, entertaining people, informing people, you know, just make the world a better place and monetize and leverage in all that you do. And that's pretty much my message.
You said I'm an explorer. Will you explain what that means?
Of course. There are several types of archetypes and there are tests all over. My favorite one is Carrie's Mooney and she's amazing. She's got an archetype test that you can take to figure out like where your strengths are and what you can play to. And every time I've taken it, I always get explore. Some of the other ones are creative, which is like a person that's just creates. Kelly, you probably have creative high on yours. Sage is another one, which is a wise person. Jester is the funny one. You know, there's all kinds of different ones that just kind of, it's another way to look at yourself and see the strengths that you have rather than, you know, as we tend to do, looking at our non-strengths areas that may not be developed or just may not be where we're powerful. So the explorer is someone that's constantly seeking adventures, both exterior, like maybe travel or hobbies, or interior, like personal development, growth, reading all the books, listening to all the podcasts, maybe doing the yoga, just seeking new adventures constantly. And that's basically what I do. Every day I try to have some sort of a mini adventure. It can be playing in my garden, maybe figuring out what to do with the roselle buds on my little plant out there, making some tea from them, or finding a weird bug and then coming out and finding out what it is. You know, it doesn't have to be a big adventure, especially with travel not being one of my options.
Yeah.
So just little fun things.
Speaking of adventures and being restrained in regards to travel, you and I participated in a virtual adventure this week. Lady Raven Monique over at abundability.com invited us into an experience where we came into an Airbnb adventure and did some meditation with chocolate.
That was super cool. Our host, our guide, was in Mexico.
Yeah.
And she had a beautiful accent and was just a joy to listen to when she shared her meditation. And we got to experience, Raven sent us all the same chocolate, this cool chocolate. And we got to experience it through all five senses and just slowing down and like smelling the chocolate and feeling the chocolate before we actually ate it was, and thinking about all the people that had to touch that chocolate along the way, not necessarily touch it because that'd be gross, but like had to participate in making that chocolate available to us, from the growers to the manufacturers to the printers that had to print the labels. It was a super cool experience. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was an echo. The week before when I was doing a meditation, I was focusing on gratitude and I just thought, what am I grateful for? And I thought, well, I'm grateful for this comfy chair. I'm grateful for this this insight timer app on my phone that's giving me this lovely sound. And then it's like, I wonder who created the sound. I wonder who made the bell that they ring at the end. Like, it was just like all the creators and dreamers who said, what if I did this? What if I did this? And it all turned into this moment, this wonderful moment for me.
Right.
And then when we did that meditation with chocolate, I love to be surprised in some situations. I'll admit I don't like it in all situations, but I knew we were doing a meditation. I knew it had something to do with chocolate. I didn't expect to have chocolate melted and rubbed all over my hands. Like I
Really got into that feeling, the
I didn't expect to be like I felt like, man, I almost wanted to like rub it on my chest, but I'm like something held me back from that. Maybe I need privacy for that. But it was surprise and delight, and it was very focused on just being aware of all the people who created something so that I can enjoy it.
It amazes me. My husband Joe and I talk about that a lot, just looking at things like my glasses and thinking, okay, somebody had to build these screws and these hinges, and just breaking it down and thinking that's somebody's job is and they're in somebody's business. You talk about that all the time. It's like it's literally someone could be a millionaire making these little hinges here for all these glasses, like a bazillionaire. And I'm thinking, there's opportunity everywhere. It's crazy.
I was telling my son last night, I love my desk so much, and I'm afraid it's not going to survive another move. Like one of the sides is like I have to keep giving it a little kick back into alignment. I'm afraid the drawer is going to fall out. But I'm like, I've enjoyed this. It's been my baby for 13 years. I've created so much at this desk. I love to come home to it. And if it breaks, then someone's going to have to build me another one just like it. Like I will custom hire the craftsman because this is what I love. And we can't find it anywhere. It's not like we bought it on clearance at Art Van 13 years ago. So, but like, I'm just so grateful for whoever designed this because it serves me so well. We could just have a gratitude fest all freaking day and never run out of things that we're grateful for.
It's so funny how like people think when you meditate, your mind is supposed to go blank. That's not a thing. It doesn't happen. So I love that you're thinking, okay, it's a gratitude meditation and off we go.
Oh, and I'm grateful too because you got me into meditation.
Did.
I can over the years I can think of a lot of people who told me you should try meditating, Kelly, and I blew them off. But you began a practice of meditation and loved it. And that became the invitation to me to take a course you recommended, to start using the app that you recommend. I don't always engage the app. It kind of depends on what's going on in the house. Like the app helps me focus if there's noise out there.
I like
But
the
man.
gamification of it. I like earning my stars.
Yeah.
And I like that it's on my watch too, on my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
That makes it easy.
So, okay. So you and I've known you since your children were small, and now your children, you've got a son in the Navy, you have a daughter that's gone off to college,
And I ended up with another one since we met.
a daughter in Latvia. Do you know I have a new friend online named Evita from Latvia.
Really?
She lives in Detroit now, but she's from Latvia. And when I heard her accent, and she's got long blonde hair, immediately I pictured Evita. And then when she said her name was Evita, I was like, what? Is that like Mary in America? Like a
It's
super common name?
not super common, no.
But that I love my new friend.
So, you've known me since my kids were little.
I've known you since your kids were there, and now you're an empty nester. But what drives you, like your business choices drove you back then to not abandon your presence with the kids. And now the kids aren't present every day, but you're still driven to not let your business run your life.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
So that so much of what you do is all about that and reminding people about that. Nicole, you're one of my co-authors on the Get Past Your Shit project, which, by the way, I do have a little disclaimer at the beginning of every episode letting everyone know I'm going to say shit 50 times. In case they want to put their headphones on. Or, you know.
Oh, I'm offended.
Why were you a yes to being part of the book project?
I was a yes to the book project instantly when I heard you speak at EP. Was that just last year?
Mm-hmm.
That was a year ago, like now, wasn't it? Oh, wow. Yeah. When I heard you speak about it, because I had oftentimes looked at, you know, we all are self-conscious about stuff. I had a million things I'm self-conscious about when I look at myself on video, when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, oh, there's all these things that, like, dang, you know? And I know that holds people back, and that's held me back in the past. And so when you gave your talk at EP and brought up such amazing people that have overcome so much to get their message out there, and I know it's a spoiler-free podcast, so I won't say names, but I looked at those examples and it inspired me. And I thought, wow, you know, my shit's little compared to that. Like, dude, get over it. And then I thought, this is a really important message, and people need to see, like, big or small, no matter what you're facing and what you see when you go on video or what you think other people see, and most of the time they don't, get your message out there. And I know when I've shared things that I've overcome in the past, that other people have come up to me and said, wow, if you can do it facing what you're facing, and I don't know how spoiler free this is, but
well,
I'm talking in circles trying not to say certain words.
You share really honestly and openly about a long history of anxiety and depression, postpartum depression. And I know, like, I've seen people hear you speak about it and just watch their transformation, because folks, someone who has a anxiety or depression issues, they isolate quickly. You know, usually they hide it just because they think no one will get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone else has told them they should hide it,
right?
Because it makes them look weak or broken. And here's Nicole freaking Dean stepping up and saying, in the midst of this wonderful adventure-filled life with a family I love and a business I'm freaking proud of, I struggle with anxiety and depression.
Right.
You know, and they just go, what? Like, your vulnerability gives them an open door.
And that's why I was a yes, because I know that depression is like the number one disease in the world right now. And so there's a lot of entrepreneurs that have it. there's a lot of online entrepreneurs with anxiety, because we choose to be online because of the social anxiety sometimes, being able to stay behind our keyboard. So I want people to know that despite that, there are ways to push through, and it is worth it at the end. So, I'm not over it. I mean, I still have anxiety. I mean, I did a minute of laughter yoga with my husband before I got on this call to try to pump up my endorphins so that I wasn't nervous. So, I mean, it's constant. And I, in my chapter, I talk about a lot of the tools that I use on a daily basis. I do many things throughout the day to keep it from getting too high, but spoilers.
Yes, that's really the whole point of the book. You didn't push pause on life and business and go fix your shit.
Right.
You didn't get rid of your shit. And thus enter into a lifetime battle of, well, one day when this is no longer a problem, I'll finally do what I want.
Right.
You every day get past it. You step past it to say, yes. I am feeling anxious today. I am feeling really puny today. And taking that step past it to create what I want.
Yeah. Like they said in Frozen 2, just do the next right thing. And a lot of times the fascinating thing about that is by doing the thing, the anxiety lessens. It's a cycle of like fearing the thing. And then when you do it going, wow, that wasn't so bad. But the buildup was really, really big. The fear was really, really, really big. And then I go, oh, well, that happened.
I'm looking on my phone. There's a podcast I listened to yesterday that I wanted to recommend to you because I know you'll dig it. I'll have to keep looking. I'm pretty sure it was The Unmistakable Creative I was listening to. And he was interviewing a gal about, she's a psychologist, and she's really dug into the science of how food impacts our emotional mental health.
Absolutely.
And she said, I've never heard this before. She said that like most of our serotonin receptors are in our gut.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the gut is actually the second brain, or some people call it the first brain. Gut health is directly attributed to brain health in all ways.
There really ought to be a way to look back at the episodes that you've listened to, don't you think?
I do think.
I can't find the darn thing. I'll come back to it. All right. So you're in the book project. What was it like to work with Karen as our story coach?
Well, you know, I love Karen. We're soul sisters. We've spent a lot of time at Beachpreneurs together and other events together. And she cracks me up. So it was an absolute joy to get on Zoom with her and go through the interview process and then get the draft. It was awesome to have all of my thoughts put out, but of course I'm a writer, so the first thing I had to do was go, this is awesome, and what about this and take into it. So it is mostly my words, and I really appreciated the work she did to get it into a structure that I could work with. So yeah, she's amazing. Very gifted writer.
The book is a great mix of like personally written with story coaching from Karen, and then there was some ghostwriting involved, and then there was blends like what you did. I wanted stories in the book whether or not somebody felt like they were a writer. And that was what was so great about having Karen involved.
Oh, yeah. That was a great gift.
Well, do you feel like you got something from the experience of writing it out?
Yeah, I do. I feel really proud of myself because after I told Karen my story, you know, she kept saying, wow, wow, wow. And I was like, yeah, kind of wow. You know, just having, let's see, what is it, 2020? Yeah, over 30 years of depression and anxiety. Well, no, since I was 12, so longer than that. 35 years of depression and anxiety, and still showing up, you know, and finding tools. And I shared a lot of the tools that I used both for my own health and well-being and to show up in business. But just having the experience with her and then digging into the chapter myself, I realized how many tools I had in my toolbox, which was really helpful because it's a toolbox that I keep trying to build and build and build, so I have the right tool to pull out at the right time. But also, damn, I persevere. I am resilient as hell, and I do brave things, as we know.
Yes.
I do brave things even when it's hard. And, you know, our family motto is we do the right thing even when it's hard. And the right thing for me has been building this business. And a lot of times it has been hard. It's been hard to say yes and then go, oh, crap, I just said yes to that. I guess I got to do it. And just showing up for all these years and building a freaking awesome life and many freaking awesome businesses and doing it again and again, even when it's hard.
When you think about somebody cracking open this book and getting to your chapter, what do you hope for them?
I hope that they can look around at the people they look up to and the people they're following, the people whose training they're buying, their own coaches, and realize that we are all overcoming stuff every day. And, you know, it's easy to slip into the victim mentality of, oh, poor me, you know, they have, you know, they don't have to deal with this, but me, I've got all this stuff I have to deal with. It's bullshit. Everybody's got their stuff they have to deal with. If you're in business for a week, if you're in business for, you know, decades like we've been, or almost decades, and it's everybody's dealing with their stuff. It's just not everybody's putting it out there or sharing it. And, you know, it's becoming a culture where coaches can become more vulnerable, but for a lot of years, they would just hide it. So just don't assume that you're the victim, not the victim, but a victim, and you've got it so much harder than everyone else, so you can cocoon up and live small, play small. I mean, everybody, as you can see from the book, everybody's got stuff.
Yeah. So
get over it. Do the things.
Get past your shit.
No regrets, baby. No regrets.
I really battled over when I was speaking at the event and introducing the book project. I said, get past your shit and your shit's not special, which is what you just said very eloquently. Like, your shit is not special, honey. Like, everyone has shit. And I actually did not address that message in the book. I was conscious of not engaging the ego too soon. I just wanted everyone to hear the stories. And then I really believe, I don't think anyone can get that to the end of this and not have already realized for themselves.
Right.
Holy shit. My shit's not special. Right. You know, look at what all of these amazing people have overcome.
Right. And that's not to say that stuff isn't hard, because it's hard. I mean, you may be listening, you know, thinking, yeah, but my stuff, you know, and it's like, I hear you. I see you. I understand that it can be hard. What you're facing might be hard, but also, and also, you know, the stories in the book and the examples I'm sure you shared in the book that you shared from EP. I mean, a lot of people are facing a lot of really hard stuff too. So I know you'll be inspired by the book for sure.
The stories you're thinking of are not actually in the book.
Oh, really?
But they're, so everyone who buys the book is getting access to Get Past Your Shit group coaching intensive. And I'm saving those for booster shots. Because my imagination says that everyone will read the book and then they'll come do the masterclass, the intensive. And in that moment, all of the self-protective thoughts will engage and go, but my shit is too hard. And that's when I'll pull out
the big guns,
the Lizzie Velasquez booster shot, you know, And every time I discover a new amazing story, it's like, oh my gosh, I just got a booster shot, you know, of yet another person who doesn't, who's just overcoming amazing things and doing things and not waiting. And
did you have Stephen Hawking in there? Because he did not stop speaking even when he couldn't speak anymore. So if he's not in there, add that man.
I never thought of adding him, but of course.
He could not speak, and I went and I saw him speak. You know, he was on stage in front of a couple hundred people. I got to go to the VIP event afterwards and meet him, and it was amazing. And if he had thought this ALS is too big, and yeah, he was in a wheelchair and could not speak, and he rolled up on stage in front of everybody and gave the most amazing presentation and did a VIP afterwards. Like, talk about like being self-conscious because like my teeth might not be perfect, you know?
That's a great suggestion. You just gave me another booster shot. Hello. Nicole, thank you for being part of the book. It gives me such incredible joy to have you in there. There are people that I invited to be part of the book project who said no, not for fear of sharing, but for time and focus, and yet you're in here, Raven is in here, Tisha, Val, so many people close to me. Michelle Garrett is in the book.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Therese Sparkins wrote my closing chapter, and I love that. Like, I love the book so much. And you know what? I didn't read the stories until it was ready to go to manuscript, because number one, I trusted Karen and Candace as an editorial advisor. I knew we'd vetted stories. I trusted their judgment. I knew Karen was holding my vision for the project. I wanted to read them when they were completely proofed. I didn't want to have any kind of a critical eye. And so I read them all over the course of like a day and a half, and just even the stories were like, I know you. Mm-hmm. I still felt this edge of my seat moment. I can't wait for other people to experience it. So, thanks for spending time with me today.
Always.
Welcome back. Wrapping up this episode number 56 of Love People and Make Money. Go get the book. Go to getpastyourshit.com. It's got the link over to Amazon. Pick up the book. The Kindle is only $2.99. When you do, come back to the website to claim your free coaching intensive. If you're listening to this in October, you're going to be able to participate in the coaching intensive live in November. If you're listening to this sometime later, still go get the book. Still go claim the coaching intensive. You will be able to consume it as a self-coaching tool. You'll be able to listen to the audios, download the workbook, self-coach yourself through all of the decisions that you're going to make to get past your shit. I have an option. If somebody signs up for the workshop and they really like to have a workbook to hold in their hands, I do give you permission to send it to the local printer and have it spiral bound so that you can write in it. I also have some copies, a spiral bound copy of the workbook available. You can pay me $20 and I will ship it to you. That basically just covers the printing and shipping costs. So I like to physically write in workbooks. Every great coaching program I've ever participated in, there's been a physical workbook, and I love to write in it. I love to make notes and add stickies, and I like to share like my little mind-blowing insights as I go, highlight stuff, put stickers in it. Like I'm otherwise an extremely digital soul, but there's something about the active coaching, even self-coaching. I really like to have something in my hands. So go get your copy of the book, getpastyourshit.com, and please do come back to the show notes at lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 56. I've got links to some of the things that Nicole and I talked about. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode.